can't do this. He always looks so innocent, and today's no different. He's even sleeping. God, he's literally my best friend. Why can't I just get it? Oh, no. He's waking up. I didn't... Ah, fuck, my mom's gonna kill me. How does she even do this? Hi. It's me. But wait, don't be scared. It's me. Your best friend. I can explain myself. Yeah, I'm really here. Can I sit on your bed? Thanks. I have a lot to explain. I should have told you this way sooner, to be honest. I was just too scared. I'm pathetic, really. Yeah, you're not dreaming. Do you know what a succubus is? Yeah. Can you kind of guess where this is going? Yeah, it's really unbelievable. It really is. I'm a succubus, and yeah, they're real. Well, my mom's a succubus, and on my 18th birthday, she revealed everything to me. The biggest thing being, I'm also a succubus, like her. Strange birthday gift, huh? Now, see this tail that I can make appear? Pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah, that's why things have been pretty awkward between me and you. It's that stress of learning the truth that was always hidden from me, you know? Well, it's just not that, but you support me so well. I just felt awful that I was hiding so much. Yet even bigger is that succubi are expected to be very promiscuous, as you can imagine. The portrayal of us in fiction is very accurate, I'd say. Maybe. I don't really know, though. My mom's the real whiz of knowledge, so she can judge best. She was and is willing to explain anything and everything, even if I might regret asking. Things like teleporting. That's actually how I got into your room here. She taught me how to do it, and it was only a few attempts until it became second nature to me. It's all pretty crazy, huh? It sort of feels like you're floating through water. Like suddenly being tossed in like a really strange washing machine. The teleporting washing machine. Someone should make a movie out of that. Honestly, now that I've gained the courage to be open and truthful with you, I feel like a giant weight was lifted off my back. I hate hiding things and having secrets, and now we can finally spend time together like we used to. Oh yeah! Sorry, I got really off track. Okay, so where was I? Oh yeah, so we are expected to have a ton of sex to feed our appetite with all sorts of people. I'm not really comfortable with that. Yeah, I don't know how my mom did it for so many years. It just feels insane to me, though she stopped after she met my dad. I hope. But, I just can't imagine. I I can't imagine having sex with any random person. It would just betray everything I've ever wanted and believed in. I'm sorry. I shouldn't yell. It's just, these circumstances have finally shown me that, I really love and value you. I deeply cherish what we have, and if I truly am to function as succubus, what's gonna become of both of us? Of our relationship? You feel the same way? Really? I don't know what to say. Yeah, I want a hug. Thank you. I needed this so bad. You're always such a great hugger. I can't be exactly sure at this moment where I want a relationship to stand, but having you here holding me, that's all I need to live blissfully in the present. Please, bear with me. I don't deserve your grace, but I can't live without it. I'm so sorry for everything I do wrong, but thanks. Yeah, it's all gonna be okay. Nothing bad is gonna happen, no matter what choices we make now. We'll live, and we'll keep living, having each other arm in arm. I should admit to you the reason I came here. I wasn't intending to truly express my feelings today, but I'm so glad we both know how each of us feels now. Our connection would forever be severed without our mutual honesty. I'm honestly in disbelief of everything right now. Yeah, you're right. We'll get through it. Together. I guess. Yeah, that's what couples do. I mean, if we wanted to go by the title, of course. So, wow. As a couple now, can you hear me out for the reason I came here? It's, oh boy, I'm honestly a little scared. This is gonna be a lot, okay? I wasn't in a good headspace when I made the decision to teleport here. Well, see, it's just, my mom is such an amazing succubus and an amazing mother too. I openly admire her, as you know. And so I just feel pressured by no one other than myself. I'm so nervous and unsure about if I can be a succubus, but my mom is such an amazing person, and being a succubus is, well, now that I know, a huge part of her person. It makes me feel like, you know, I can never live up to succeeding my biggest inspiration in life. The person who gave me life. And she, of course, supports whatever decision I could come to, and she's always said that I should wait to, feed until I felt completely comfortable in doing it. I should just get the courage to do it, damn it! Sorry, I'm dumping all this stress on you. You're not a therapist. Yeah, it feels nice just to say this out loud. Thanks. Yeah, I'll keep going. Thank you for being so invested in me and caring so deeply. So, one of the biggest dilemmas in actually functioning as a succubus is how we feed on humans. Well, succubi can feed on humans in their sleep while making sure the human they feed on never knows or is harmed. It's actually a big part of the moral code of a succubus, while also keeping our existence a secret to the general world. It's just that it's still sexual without any consent, and the affected party may not be harmed in the end, but even still, personally, I could only ever imagine feeding on people who consented to it. You know what I mean? But I can't really do that because succubi must hide themselves to all but their closest loved ones. So I just felt like I want to feed, but I can only ever imagine doing it with you. I came here unsure if I was going to actually drain you as you slept. I thought maybe you'd understand if you ever found out, and maybe it'd be fine. I'm so sorry. It only took me seeing your sleeping face, and the choice became obvious. You are one of my loved ones that I deeply care for, so it's gotta be okay to reveal my true identity to you, right? I'd much rather do that than hurt you. Yet still, the thought that my stress from trying to catch up to the shadow of my mother made me even think of doing anything that fucking awful to you. I'm sorry for the outburst. I didn't make sense back there. It's just everything about this makes me want to cry. My existence as a succubus just feels so wrong, but I feel like I'm betraying my mom even saying that. I know she completely understands and supports me, yet I'm still like this, fretting endlessly, being a failure. I'm so worthless. So please, forgive me for even considering. Oh. Thank you for the hug again. You understand? I'm so glad you're so open-minded. Ugh. You didn't even know succubi were real until a bit ago. Yet you're already empathetic for my struggle. Though, I shouldn't be surprised. This has always been who you truly are, and I really love who you are. I should love who I am more? Maybe you're right. I shouldn't hate myself for not always knowing exactly what I want or what my resolve is. I'm a human, and humans aren't perfect. Thank you. Yes, every human needs some grace, especially from themselves. I'm so glad you're able to comfort me about my, you know, my interpersonal struggles and snap me out of those bad thoughts. You're an amazing friend, and I'm done hiding my secrets from you. You're so good at putting me in a better mood, especially when I'm down like this. I'm such a lucky girl. I'm glad you feel lucky, too. I feel pretty fortunate about everything in this moment, to be honest. Yeah, I guess I'm a real lucky gal. What else can I say at this point? I've missed being close to you like this. Hey. Remember when we were young, back in, like, elementary and middle school? We used to have sleepovers here in this room all the time. Sometimes just the two of us. Sometimes with our whole group of friends. Those nights had this room packed to the brim with blankets and pillows and all that. I guess we're finally having another one, right? After all this time. Or maybe I jumped the gun a bit saying that. Are you okay with the sleepover? It'll be both of us in this bed, but only if you're okay with that. Yay! Thanks for being down for it. Ooh, I'm excited now. We could talk all night long. I have so much I want to tell you. Okay. Since I can teleport and I'm wearing these old clothes, I'll teleport to my room and change to my PJs. Be back in a jiff! Okay, I'm back! Yeah, it's pretty fascinating that teleportation like this is real, right? We succubi are essentially like fantasy creatures, except real. Okay, may I climb into bed with you? Thank you. Come on, let me in. Your bed's as comfy as I remember it. A little less spacious than I remember, though. Oh, no, it's not a problem. It's far from it, actually. Yeah, I don't think you're complaining either, huh? I'm flattered, really. Looking past all this strange succubus stuff, I always felt like, you know, I was too plain to ever really satisfy anyone, so thank you for valuing me. I cherish all my loved ones and hold them very close to my heart. And this time, I mean that literally. Come here, you. Ah, your skin. May I just say how much I love feeling your skin? Oh, sorry. Was that too much? Oh, I remember. You're... That's right, you're really sensitive. Oh, yeah, you can feel my skin too, it's only fair. Let me just roll up my sleeves. Here, feel my arms. Yeah, I get why you squirmed when I touched you. Being touched is way more overwhelming than I thought it would be. Maybe it's just my excitement that makes you really sensitive is all. Wow. Didn't really take long for us to get like this, huh? not that I'm complaining. I mean, I wouldn't mind going further. Yeah, I mean, I've told you the reason I came here, and yeah, I'm just nervous. I guess we both are. I just have a burning feeling in me, like a feeling of desire. Sorry, I'm making this so awkward, but awkward doesn't have to mean anything bad, right? Yeah, you're right. We're just dorks in love, aren't we? Let's just get back to talking. That's right. There's one other thing about succubi that I haven't shown you. Succubi may have a tail like I've shown you, but I forgot that I have horns too that I can summon. Do you like them? Thanks, yeah. I like them too. Huh, I guess I'm a more unique girl than I think. Anyway, my tail's kind of silly because I have full control over it, see? I wonder why we succubi can do this. I hope it's for a very wholesome reason, because we succubi are just such wholesome beings, don't you agree? Here, feel it. Oh! Goof! Wait, stop, that tickles! Oh, wow. I didn't think my tail would be so sensitive. What's with that look? Afraid I'm gonna tickle you back? Not so high and mighty now, huh? Oh, you're squirming so precious. Okay, I'll stop. You're right. Sorry, I can't be waking up your parents either. Or maybe I could just gag you with something. Nothing. I can't believe I just said that. I really like being this close to you. Can we just, I want to keep touching you if that's okay. I don't know if it's just my succubus instincts or something, but I'm just enjoying myself. Being close to you feels nice. I can be honest with you about anything, I think. Just like you're the best to be with. Can we, like, take off our pajamas or something? I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. Just, I'm just speaking from my heart. And who cares if I sound silly? Do you want to do this? You do? Okay, yeah. Your blush is too cute, by the way. Yeah, you're welcome. Here, I'll go first. I'll start with my top. I see where your eyes are going. I'm flattered. Here, come on. Please touch them. My breasts. Gently, please. Oh, that feels good. Ooh, you're so good at this. Yeah, I mean it. Ooh, I can't believe we're actually doing this. The carrot you have is so nice. Oh, I really love this. Thank you. I've always wanted to be touched by you. Wait. Can you take off your shirt too? I want to make you feel good as well. You deserve it. Thanks. Wow. I love your body. Can I touch it? Thank you. Ooh, your skin is sensitive like mine. Here, let's feel each other together. Mm-hmm. Wow. I feel a heat burning in my core. Ooh, you're super warm as well. I love you. I can't even hold my inhibitions in. We probably would look kind of silly to onlookers, huh? I don't even know what's happening anymore, but... I'm so sorry if I'm saying stupid things. Again, I assume this is just like the heat of a succubus or something. It's making me feel silly. I've never felt this strongly before. Getting close to you is all it took. Can I please? Can I pull your pants off? I'm not going too far, am I? Thank goodness. Thank you. Can I please touch it? Yeah? Your dick. I can't stop myself. I'm sorry. Oh, so good. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. You want to keep going? Okay. You're throbbing so much. Ah, that means you're ready. Ah, thank you. This is so enjoyable. I guess I really was this hungry. I can't wait any longer. Though I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. I think, can you please touch me too? Touch my pussy, please, just as gently as you can. Yeah. Thank you. I love this so much. I love you so much. Kiss me, I need it. More. You taste amazing. Thank you for fulfilling all of my desires. I can't even control myself anymore. Hey! Don't stop rubbing me, please. I know you're out of it too. Just don't ever stop. I could live feeling like this forever and ever and ever. I feel like I need to give your whole body a kiss. Every single spot is just so deserving. You're squirming like me. We're just so perfect together. Two peas in a pod. And I'm gonna squeeze the pod as much as I can. You like it? I feel every bit of your amazing skin. Oh, we're so sweaty and hot together, baby. I love it. Oh, I've dreamed of feeling this. Please, just... Can you fuck me? Yeah? Our first time lovemaking? Oof, I can't believe I said that, but I need it. I don't care how bad I sound anymore. I fucking need it. Let me hear. I'm on my hands and knees here. I want your dick. Come on, put it in me, please. I'm sorry I'm asking for so much. You should just stop me if I'm being crazy. You probably can't even go again so quickly, but... Please, if not, just... Thank you so much. Thank you. Keep going. Oh, I love you. Oh, you're so perfect. Am I making you feel good too? Yeah? Yeah? Oh, I'm so happy to be first together. This feels so natural. Oh, I'm so wet. It doesn't hurt at all. Yeah. Fuck. Keep going. I'm getting lightheaded. We just did that. Whew, it happened so fast. Oh, our first time. Was it just my succubus powers, or is it that intense for everyone? I agree. That was unforgettable. Whew. Oh, my instincts seem to have calmed down too, thankfully. You don't look down on me for anything I said back there, right? I got pretty raunchy. No? Ah, thank goodness. Also, you don't have to worry about us not using condoms or anything. Succubi can only get pregnant under very specific circumstances, thankfully. Although, we were pretty loud, don't you think? We may have a lot to explain to your parents tomorrow. You'll be fine. I think. We have each other. One extra kiss, please? Mm-hmm. Mwah! Mwah!